Imagine you're the person who is you're the first person to hear about sex. Think about that person who was first told, hey, imagine if you insert this thing.
My lord.
Imagine you're being told you can put your thing inside.
Oh. What?
This is The Chop Shop.
Only a few will understand.
Chopping bricks like a rabbit.
What is this?
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
I know I'm about to kill it. I'm definitely in my zone.
Music. Culture. Vibes. Let's chop it up, baby.
Twin. Where have you been?
You know, guys.
Nobody.
You know, guys actually thought that
like
we were recording.
You do.
Bro.
Guys thought we were recording.
Guys actually thought we had recorded the podcast with the chicken heads. With the
oh, yeah. They were disappointed when they found out that we had them. Guys, you're working on it, man. You're working on the mouthpiece.
Yeah, man. Yes, we're getting so many comments about the cocks in the room.
Oh,
as Austin proceeds to wear our cocks.
Oh, my God. Which one fits better?
Yeah. Looking like you like mine better. I know you're mine. Yo, welcome back. It's the Chop Shop, man. We're happy to have you. Because we dropped our first visuals. Guys thought we were going to go MIA. You're receiving a call?
Yes, I'm receiving a call, but I'm not picking it up. Sorry. Yeah.
Wow. In ile moment when you're in public, mse anakukol, alafu anakuona ukikata, anasema tu aina no. Badaya na kama nakwambia bro, mbona unakataga simu zangu?
Alafu mbona napigiwa saiza zile na record manzi.
Wase wanajua wagwan manzi. Mm-hmm. Oh shit. Anyway.
Ya wewe.
Hapana manzi.
Yeah, juli kuna pigi intro ya pod manzi.
Ni TikTokers wananitafuta. Maze kwanza lazima tuonge kuhusu TikTok kidogo. Maze kuna
umeambia
kitu...
kwanza sisi ni nani?
Oh, shit. Wagon. We are back. Maze, guys thought we're not going to drop another episode. They thought another hiatus is coming. But yes, we are back. Chop Shop Pod, Neville.
And Young.
Yes, we're
here,
man.
I think they like that.
Yeah, they like
the fact that these
like
niggas could go MIA again.
Like, go,
just
guys.
Suddenly.
Like, I swear, guys would be so happy if we went again. They'll be like, we're used to this.
Yeah, I was
guys,
right.
We do another one. We do another one,
like
guys.
What Golden State Warriors is doing to us right now. We are believing.
Another one, guys.
We are believing. But anyway, unataka kuanza ama nianzie? Manake nilikuwa na reminisce.
Ulikuwa na reminisce nini?
Okay, as guys... Ushai Austin ashaanza kucheka bro, hata sijasema nini.
Ashaanza kuingilia sendunye.
Hey, yo ilienda sana manze.
Hey, manze,
understand wewe unachikiko cringe but ni sawa.
Can we just give appreciation to manze coming back on YouTube, you know, the good company was so amazed by other assets, so it's different when they see us here, you know.
Yeah,
and you weren't on the mics for a while, so guys were like umepotelea huku, you know.
Yeah,
so that's good.
Cooking.
Thank you guys, our numbers were good first day
manze.
It's so amazing. I felt like an artist, you know. You drop your first single and guys are going crazy.
I felt like Kanye because we knew what time we wanted it to go out, but now I see what usually delays albums. You know, it's things beyond your own control. So I felt like we dropped at a good time. Ilikuwa inanipatia vibes ah. This podcast is so rowdy. It has to drop at 10 p.m. it has to drop after 9 p.m. News zimeisha.
Yeah.
You know. Manze. And then now the ratchetry comes in.
Yeah, it's like
when, Bold and Beautiful mnaambia aya kids.
And then mulale weather.
Brush meno lala.
Bro, can I just say when I used to be young, when I used to see the weather, Saya News ama kisha soma business report na nini?
Yeah.
Najua ni Saya better.
It's time to brush your teeth. Yeah.
Brush your teeth.
You never used to brush your teeth as you go to sleep. As like
tuseme ukweli. Tukiwa young.
Yes.
Kitu ya ubabini. Home alone.
No, bro. Since I was young, twice a day at least, bro. In the morning, na usiku before you doze. And now I even floss, bro, because brushing is just not enough. You got to get it in there.
Even now you do that?
Yeah. Especially now.
Me, I'm usually.
When was the last time you went to a dentist?
Hey, damn. Like last year. Hey, bado.
I'll refer you. Last year, Lini.
Hey, kitambo.
I'll refer you to one. Nimrat alini put on to a very great dentist, manze.
That's nice.
So I'll put you on. Atakufanya kazi ingine safi sana.
Nice. Can he do me like teeth whitening? Like Zikaya White or Snow?
And yes.
Okay.
Yes, she's a magician, bro. She can do anything.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn. Okay, I'm already in.
And she's also a fan of what we do, Imagine.
Oh, that's dope. Can I just say also... Okay, this might sound bad. Austin, tell me if it does. I feel more comfortable when I have... I feel more comfortable when it's like a lady doctor. I feel more comfortable like when it's a lady Uber driver or like a cab driver.
Unogopa kudungwa sindano kuaga na boys.
Bro.
Wacha kukaza wewe. PTSD, manze.
Yo, that's true.
Unakumuka premo kipigwa unakaza na mbia wacha kukaza wewe.
Yo, even when I go to see my eye doctor, you know, Dr. Tabitha, big up. It's like... I feel more comfortable, like na feel ka safety. But nikiona ka kijana pale kandume, nataka hata nitole certificate yake nione vizuri. But yeah, if that sounds bad, man, I'm sorry.
No, but no, it's interesting you bring that up because ningekuuliza history yako na doctors imekuaje. Have you had more female doctors? Have you had more male doctors? Mse kama mimi, tumekuwa na ule doki ambaye us as a family who has attended to all of us. Anajua history yetu kabisa. And because when I'm coming to my awareness and I'm being introduced to a doctor ni yeye, this is the guy I'm gonna go to. So, sikuwa na luxury. As a matter of fact, denye nimeenda nikamkosa, I found a female doctor and I was like, damn, now I'll have to spread my cheeks again for you. Because, no, for purposes of the conversation, kuonyesha. Maybe mi na ule doki mwingine tulikuwa tumefikisha na mahali. So, is that, or how does your history with doctors look like?
Just let me just say, I'm one of those guys who, tukianza kuongea tu mambo ya hospitali, I already start, you know. It's already a touchy subject.
We hate it.
I'm not really, like even going to the hospital and stuff. And thank God, man, I'm one of those people like, sijawai faint, unajua, like, sijawai like, lazwa hospitali, like I've never... Like sijawai lala hosi, you know, like it's a blessing,
it's a blessing
and stuff,
man.
And whatnot. So for me, it's like when it comes to hospital matters, it's in a sense, it's like I'm still like nervous about them, you know. So I'm, especially when I was growing up, like hey, kwanza hizo za injections za tanye,
man.
Tanye ilikuwa inaumia.
Umepigwa ngapi?
Hey, yo tanye ilikuwa inaumia mbaya, man.
Umesikia basi.
Tanye, si ndio?
When was the last time you had someone say tanye? To just digress kidogo before we come back. Nimrat was in the building before she bounced to akiwa na kina Rose. And we were having a conversation about Cheng. Na mimi nilikuwa namwambia, it was interesting to me when I was hearing a word for the first time ever. And it's a common word that's being used amongst my peers. Hadi najiuliza, kwani nimekuwa wapi hii word ikioriginate? Alafu utapata, it's actually there in the streets. For example, one of my basketball teammates, alikuwa anaitwa Soja, big up yan Soja. Kuna day fulani during a tournament, tunatembea tu chuo, we're just by the canteen, as Austin falls. And then akasema, na sina mkwanja. So I was like, wow, that sounds so nice. What does it mean? Where have I been? And then, ilikuanga kwa mbogi, so sikuwa nataka kuuliza mkwanja ni nini, ndo nikaeduanzi, nikaime ndo ule fala kwa group, you know. So I had a couple of them use it and I was like, oh, it means money, mkwanja. So mimi nilikuwa najiuliza, kwani wanapikia wapi hizi vitu? They come up with them and everybody knows. Me, I'm given a finished product that everybody else is using.
Yeah, true. I also felt the same way growing up in Mombasa and coming to Nairobi. Was a different kind of experience because at first... and I think I've expressed this before, like at first when you're that guy from Mombasa who's come to Nairobi, everybody's like, hey, to talk to us in Kiswahili.
Oh, yeah,
you know, everybody
Swahili
wants
accent,
to hear the Kiswahili accent.
Yeah.
And then after a while it gets boring, you know. And also you as
Swahili abara.
Bana. Yeah. So and then as you're there talking the Kiswahili and stuff, you hear this Sheng thing that everybody talks about. Then you try and pick up on what's really going on. So I remember trying to learn it, you know, to learn Sheng and ditch the Swahili accent so that you can fit in better. Because unasikia tu wase wana throw in words there, you're like, wow. That conversation sounds so spicy. It doesn't sound like a normal conversation.
Yeah, you know?
It's spiced up a bit and I think we'll do lingos. I think Sendunya is living a bit. Like it's got some life in there, you know?
Thanks to Austin. I think Austin loves it more than anybody
Austin
else.
Austin is really pushing it. He's the ambassador.
Everybody else, kwanza Rose, Byron ali kwa naambia, hey bro, you only miss, man. You only hard.
I like that. Thank you, Byron.
All the damn, that's how you feel.
Yeah,
anyway, and also...
I was 20-20 on it.
That's what we're doing now.
Well, because I was firi firi on it.
That's okay, what we're doing now.
I was 50-50 on it then.
Nisaina noma. Maliza zote. Spanish, Kikamba, Kiluya, toa zote bas.
Ili muradi. It's because, bro.
Kwa mina jilia.
Do you know what is surprising? Someone told me when they listened to that lingo thing. Walisema, every friend group, kuna kugana yule mse, ambayo, he either talks in a way everybody likes, ama he's the guy who knows all the lingo.
Ah.
So tuko in line with what people are doing. So tuko relatable
we'll take it, manze.
So tutawapea lingo badaye, because this time ni mimi, manze. This time mimi ni, I saw on me. Lenev.
Oh my God.
You know, let me do my thing.
Ebu sa tuambe vile ulikuna dungwa kwa tanya unasikia uchungu.
Eh, manze ili kwa mbaya. But yeah, I think growing up, yeah, especially when that circumcision wasn't looking too good.
Damn.
That was the one. Yeah?
That was the one.
No, it was during that anesthesia thing when they numb you and you gotta look.
Yeah.
It's weird, you know. I remember glimpses of it and it's funny, you know.
You watched...
Yeah, I was trying to look, but it's crazy when you see your thing being snipped off. Wait,
and you feel something cold just running through your butt.
But you can't
like,
feel nothing, you know?
Manze, hey, but let me tell you when the anesthesia wears off, my nigga, jaribu kukojoa.
I remember you were being told not to get hard. Ever.
Yes.
Because if you do, no, mabinvu.
Tulikuwa tunapepeta me, manze. We used to go
like... Did you wear a lesso?
Yeah. I wore a lesso. I wore a bed sheet. Anything that was convenient. Ningepiga dera hiyo time. Well, get keep information, manze. Ningepiga dera, bro. Damn it. Anyway, ni sawa.
Bana.
Watoto wetu wa kesho watapiga dera, manze. Yangu sienia kupika viazi karai, alafu tunachia hapo.
Yeah. But dera is usually a good gift, though.
Hagabigi meja kwa dera. Biena likuwa na jani nini anasema.
In a club. Yo, there's nothing as sexy as when you're wearing something unflattering, but msaki peep,
so anaeza
ona.
Kuna maneno. Speaking of kakiros and manenos, manze, nilikuwa nipigie host in this story, but never kakata nipigie. So, hapa siju kama atakata, hapa hezi kata.
Pika commercial hapo kwanza.
Ah, sasa basi, commercial inject.
You can't explain pollination. Na unataka flowers. Na ujui anthers na stigma ziko located wapi kwa flowers. Aki mutaniua. Ati unagoja flowers. Na ujui anthers na stigma ziko located wapi. Anyway, leo kuna watu watajua presence yake kwa maisha yake. Leo kuna mtu atajua presence yake kwa maisha yake. So be careful. Kuna wenye wataachwa. Wakisema, kola ni mpede alieniza. Ati mapezi alinifanya nisile.
Aya, ati unasema aje, unakona story gani unataka kupigia
umati? Austin, acha ni kuchapia story mate.
Wase, kuna mtu ali comment, bad mind energy, anasema, awadai kuona Austin palipopote. Hata awadai kumsikia hata kidogo. Niko like, why?
I feel the same way as you, bro. Pia mina kwanga nimechoka na ye. It's just, I can't do nothing about it, bro.
Yes.
I can't do nothing about it. He's stuck like a bad vagabond.
Yeah, if but you anyway. Don't agree with that, finya like hapo mbio mbio. But yeah, you were telling Austin the story.
We had to do that. Atuwezi mpatia mic huyo hapa. Desti waliaribu. That's where they went wrong. Walipatia kijana sauti. Austin does not know how to behave.
It's like
anyway.
That challenge of I'm Kenyan or I'm a boyfriend.
Of
you know,
course.
You've seen that challenge. So it's like when a girlfriend is doing it, it's like when it's the turn for the boyfriend to talk, it's silenced. It's like quiet. Boyfriend, you don't deserve
sauti.
To talk. But yeah.
Damn.
But anyway. Tell Austin.
During our heydays as rookies on radio, manze.
Oh, when we were at HBR, Galana Plaza.
Tukiwa Galana Plaza. Me and Neville knew used to live in the same building. Mi nilikuwa na ka second floor. Neville likuwa na ka fifth. Ilikuwa fifth floor, ma.
Yeah, fifth.
Alikuwa na ka fifth floor. Asa Saturday guys, let me tell you one thing right now, and all Neville's friends are going to agree.
You're Neville, my only friend. So you agree?
Neville has zero sense of urgency. Hana raka. It doesn't matter kama time imeisha.
Neville been Neville.
As in, it's worrying. Hadi, it's going to break you, bro. Like, he has zero sense of urgency. But anyway, So me and him used to do the hip hop chat show, right, on Saturdays. Ilikuwa inaanza still inaanza 10 a.m. So tushaanza kuchelewa, tunakathika road, we have to deal with traffic, it's Saturday morning, haitakuwa mob sana, but lazima tuingie kwanza tao and then tupige the great Kawangware migration. tukiingia pande za Galana. So me, I'm doing that math and I remember, damn, kijana wangu alikuwa Champions League the night before, man.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Barcelona ilikuwa inacheza na Bayern, man. Kulikuwa kukwanzo. Kulikuwa kundia lala. Let me tell you, Project Mbappe was in full effect, yo, bro.
For those who don't know, what Andy is basically saying is, at that particular time, I think, nilikuwa nimetuma fare. So fare, unajua ukituma, uwa una... Unajileta. So I had someone over at that time at the hostel.
Not and just someone. Bonge la someone. Alikupatia kininio. Kise lu.
A baby girl, you know, a lawyer girl.
You know, as a nigger, I'm glad I have this kind of relationship with you where you will let me know who you're maybe involved with at the moment.
Yeah.
And it's those ones of, you will allow me to react and respond because you feel my pain and you're like, this is why I'm here. I want you to understand.
Yeah.
And anytime Neville does that, I disappoint. Neville, I disappoint. So this was one of them ones. The moja tu amenichapia cheki. Nataka kukuintroduce to someone. I'm like, I bet. Hey! Austin, let me tell you.
Kisendu.
Hey, bonge.
But yeah, so it was one of them ones. So
damn,
I had that over. And let me tell you, the beautiful thing about, especially when you're in a, when you're seeing someone, is when you connect with someone on a level where it's like, yeah, if I'm being honest, during that moment, I remember you were downstairs, you were telling me it's time to go. And
yes.
Then
me na Neville tumetextiana, tunasema we go aya. Mimi nishatoka niko downstairs. Nangojia Neville, who by the way, kumbuka context, zero sense of urgency. It's very important for you to remember that.
Aya, so when proceed, we pull it back, unajonga vile movie inaonyeshanga different perspective. In my perspective, yeah, shore manzi ameamka, yeah, feeling the kid, mad, man. So she's like, yo, let me get that money. Woo!
Ilikuwa money glory Saturday morning.
Yeah, man. What can I do?
Saturday morning, jumped out of bed.
I can't club kiboko, unajua. Unajua.
That's a kid's program, baby. You can't do that. But
kulikuwa na utamu fulani, man. So Shore,
we're trying to get some business going on here, bro.
It's the Chop Shop, man. So Shore, man, is telling me, you know, the Beyonce story, petitions, like, let me get some of you right now before you go. So me, I'm like, okay, bro, I know we need to go, but
mimi niko downstairs. No, let me tell you what happened. So I'm downstairs. I can clearly tell this nigga is clapping cheeks upstairs. I'm pressed for time. Nigga is pressing other things. I'm like, okay, you know what? Let me give him some time. I've seen what he's working with. I get it.
But
sawa, aya. A couple of minutes later, kijana ametokea hapo, shorty right behind him. And then they stop. They have a little exchange. Guess what happens? They go back in. And maybe from outside, natiki curtains hapo kwa mlango ziko hivi. And I can hear the babe moaning from downstairs. I'm like, isho ya leo, Jimani is going to, I'm going to hear it from Jimani. I promise you. That's the only thing that was on my mind.
Oh man, umenichekesha.
Kijana, do you think the boy is thinking about a hip-hop chat show at that time? The fact that he actually came out, pause, and went back in, clearly saw me downstairs waiting for him.
It wasn't my fault, yo. This one, as I said, she was feeling the kid, man.
But
I just
then,
had to, you know, lay it down. If you want me, nah, if we reverse roles, they're telling me you're not...
I'll do you a better one than reverse roles.
Okay.
Because you've also played that part later on in life. Because
can you remind me?
These places we've gone, okay, and I have been techward.
Guys, today
by the Nyara.
Hey, today's a risky one. Episode 2 on the visuals. We're looking nice.
Nilikuwa nimetekwa na Nyara, manze. Damn. Okay. And nikizama
Swahili lesson
nakunywa maji gumi gumi nashindwa kuogelea. I remember you are in a different room waiting for the boy to
damn.
Get the business done and then we vamoose. Do you remember?
I remember.
Yes, yes.
It's
yes. And in those moments, later on, I'm thinking, damn, we've actually played the same role at different points in life.
And as friends, sometimes you don't talk about some moments, but you just live through them and then you have fun with them in moments like this, because I feel as if we've grown in many spaces, because I've also been that guy, especially, kwanza ile masaku sevens. Namkele ili kwa gama chakos.
Wena kujua we, najua ni mkamba pia.
At one point, I remember being in someone's car and guys were having fun in the backseat. Mime ni melala. Na?
Umejifanya umedoze.
Bana.
Number 9, number 4.
Saya unasikia mama winning manini. And then you get to a point where now you get to play the guy who has been in the backseat. And there are other guys who are, or you're in a hall, you know, it's maybe your house and your boys are over. You know, you're in the room and guys are, you know, hearing the business. So I feel as if it's a friendship thing. But as long as you don't take it to extremes,
true. But I have a confession, manzi, and I
these
think
are it's my confession.
it's crazy, because to me, the funniest thing after that happens is having to face your boy. And look him in the eye. Jumimi. I know this nigga is... I'm never gonna... Okay. Neville does this thing. He won't make fun of you when you expect him to make fun of you. Sometimes he will. But he'll make fun of you at the most unexpected time. When you're not even suspecting anything. So now, me when I'm done with my business, I link up with the boy again. I feel shy to look him in the eye. Because... I know I'm going to have it. Pause. I know I'm going to have it. So I don't know if you remember what was going through your mind as you are coming downstairs, knowing very well that I know what was going on.
Now, it's just that when you're in the moment, I would say, of course, I know we are late and stuff, but it's just like...
Do you?
You only live once.
Do you?
YOLO, man. Me, as I said, feeling the kid. But in the moment, you just want to, you know... Let me say, spontaneous in the moment kind of. I could not live in that moment where, you know, someone wants you to perform and you have to perform.
I have work. Damn. Can't imagine telling a babe I have work.
We got there, and she wants eventually, you know, and look at us now. So it worked out in the end, thank God. But I understand what you mean. In the moment, it was an intense one, especially you, because Andy's just the good guy, you know, always the good guy. So it's just like making him late and me at the same time. It's an awkward matatu ride when we are, you know, headed towards where we are headed. When I'm also trying to, you know.
The whole time I'm thinking, this nigga. But then at the same time, I do get it, you know.
Yeah, you know.
I look at the situation.
It's a one of
the first time Nev made such an introduction, nakumbuka tulikuwa kwenye klabu, manzi akaniambia cheki, nata commit madenge fulani, lakini, I'm telling you, the funniest thing was, it's like, me I'm seeing this shorty for the first time, but Nev pia ni kama namona for the first time, and they were just together right now. And our reaction
I'm really
was
good at my job.
Tunahurumia viatu zake manake. Damn, amebeba.
Yo, ladies. Kuna koga na ile. There's usually okay.
Unaangalia nguo. The clothes are struggling.
Yeah, let's just
damn.
Let's just spill the secret.
Double cheeked up.
There's usually
on a Thursday afternoon. My nigga, the sun is out.
Hey, what you doing out here with all this ass? Double cheeked up. On a Thursday afternoon, hella ass, the sun is still out, my nigga, and it was just, I don't.
Throwback thing. It's a bad one. But yeah, the secret is your clothes complain to us, and us guys, we can hear.
I can hear the
clothes complain.
They're crying, bro.
The batty.
Did you hear that tear?
I had it. The shoes squealing.
Bro.
Woo.
Damn, the floor.
Ah.
Kang, nigga.
As quick. Eh.
Damn, anyway. I want to talk about your props, manzi. I want to talk about your props.
But yeah, the one thing also I like about Andy is the fact that he's always honest in the moment, especially through the many moments progressed.
There we go.
No, it's cool. We've talked about this before, the chop shop, you know.
Yeah.
But it's the fact that you've been always open-minded enough to try and find out, like, wagwan, you know. I always like the fact that, you know, meeting someone who is rigid is... haibambi lazima ikukwe na kalub na nini nini unajua ndo ibambe even unajua unajua ni kama bro ni kama stew stew ina kaga poa ikiwa
kama ule msali discover stew manza kaipiga na chapati bro hebu imagine
eh alilia hiyo siku mba hiyo siku alifaint akawa alifaint akawacha hiyo stuff hapo akaendelea na shughuli zake but that's such a it's such a good thing when you you know you have someone who is open enough to you know experience many different things you know and you know just being open to different experiences
and, so, and for someone who might not know the context in a nutshell was
listen to the other episodes of the Chop Shop
AWD man but real quick I'm glad I'm more open minded than I was at that time your time nilikuwa too militant kabisa nilikuwa like tunnel vision that's just it cause my homie needed a wingman and I was not in a position mentally to read the play.
And
I didn't read the play. And Neville wasn't going to put it blatantly into words like, Andy, this is what I want us to do. No, which I appreciate because he also worked with me at my level. And furthermore, mimi nilikuwa naangalia responsibility ya designated driver cause mademu wetu mbogi yetu ilikuwa imelewa mbaya sana manze. And then my homie is over here with a two-man mission that's already successful. All he had to do was get a second man. Hey, second man are you kuwa manze. So ilibidi never mecheza game yote peke yake manze.
Manze napiga mpaka extra time manze.
Wewe ndio bench bado. So right now I think both him and I tukijipata in a similar situation hakutakuwa na conversation mingi like tutaweza ku read play and we'll just be able to it happens with friends like that's how you learn si kwa frequency yake hakuwa frequency yangu so we had to meet somewhere.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, good times manze. Good times manze.
Damn.
Yeah, that's why you have to live life cuz and I just think of those good times. Ah, man.
Make great stories so usiogope ku live life.
Yeah, live life to make great stories.
You laugh about it later on. Sometimes it might not be funny in the moment unless you decide to look at it that way already like some of us do. Unaanza tu kucheka.
Yeah.
You know, cause later on you're telling yourself, I know I'm going to laugh about this later on.
It's true. And talking about laughing, you know we've this week or this past few days it's been a big dreaded day finally came and went.
Oh, you mean Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Mm. You know that day where it's like pressure without pressure, you know, kind of situation. But you know the one thing that I observed this time that was like crazy to me, and I have a friend who received this, is that money bouquet thing.
Oh.
So in case
we talked about it on DSTA and angalia kwa DSTA.
Yeah, so there's that money bouquet thing guys get, you know, instead of roses it's money, you know.
Yeah.
So I was seeing guys receive that and I had a friend and I was like, they received like 80 G's.
The bouquet was 80 G's?
Yes.
Like the amount of money.
Thousands, yeah.
Damn.
So I was like, wow.
Valentine's, niggas can spend.
This sendunye. What kind of sendunye is this? Because I don't get it. Like, guys have to tell me that. There has to be something that
this is the same thing I was telling you last time when you're talking about your bad exes. I'm like, you knew they were bad, but you still stayed. Senduunye, bro.
Bro, bro, and then I went on to Twitter and whatever. Or if you call it X, Shauri Zako. But I went to Twitter and stuff, and I was checking, and it's like the thing. It was like the trend of the day. Guys were receiving loads of cash. So I was like, I don't want to be a hater, but is it fake? Is it for real?
Why are you being a hater now?
I know, man. But to me, it looks fake. But
I'm not the biggest guy on money bookies because I feel like it's, this is just me. Like a show thing. It's not for you. It's for others to see. Because I could have given you the 80 racks. Yes, I've made it with a gesture. Kwa DST mini likuwa nasema, I'm the guy who will throw buns on you on the bed. Ama ukikuja, I'll probably throw some ones of cash and me and you are just role playing like you're my stripper or something. I wouldn't do like a bouquet, but that's just
experience.
The Mercedes experience. Exactly. It's not my preference to do the flower bouquet thing. And I don't think I'd be in that space with someone who that's what they prefer.
Wow. When I heard that, When I heard that from my friend, I was like, okay. Because they told me what the guy does and stuff. And I was like, okay, I get it. But, and to me, I think this is also, I think I've learned this through life. I was even telling a friend of mine that brings me to maybe the major point I wanted to talk about. It's like the pressure you get from social.
Okay.
Because kunakwaga, like a friend of mine was telling me, man, hana kakitu on that day, so na kona msupa, and I feel pressure mbaya sana. Unajua, to just give even the bouquet or show something, you know?
Yeah, do something for
Yeah, to you know, get that pressure. And also I was like, hey, and yeah, if you go on social media and you're like, damn, if people are throwing around 80K, to me, I like personally, like how I've grown up, I don't feel any type of pressure. Like, sijawai ka juma niseme, damn, nafani niekele 80 G's, or you know, funny tume or nime feel excited. Or when guys show money, or you know, that thing on social media, or show their lifestyle, I've never been one of those ones who looks at that lifestyle and is like, oh, manze, I'm not working hard enough. I'm not doing.
When the public statements get to you. But now you kuna.
Yeah, like for me, even if I see like people, even if we went to high school with or whoever, like if they're doing flashier things, like I'm never the one to say, oh, my life is ABCD and I should be ABCD, you know, like a comparison kind of thing, or wishing, you know, I was in that kind of state and stuff. Like, yeah, even just being even in USIU, you know, you walk to school, you know, unaingia na maposh, unajua, unaingia kwa hostel, you know, so I feel as if over time, I think I've learned not to always allow outside, especially external pressure, to get to me the way I live my life. I don't know how you feel about that kind of social pressure, and you understand what I mean though?
Yes, from the premise, pia mimi sijai kuwa na hiyo pressure ya kufanya vitu based off of what I've seen on social media. Case in point, Valentine's vile umesema, like, damn, I have to do something to show my shoddy that, yes, I'm acknowledging you, I'm recognizing you. I don't want you to be left out. You know, your friends are receiving something nice hapa na pale. But at the same time, I've been someone who wants to do something with you then, because I want us to do it. So I always used to be tuna bonga about how we want to go about it. Because me, I was big on us defining what things are for us. So that we don't use the standards out there to dictate the terms of our relationship. You know, to the T, even things like space. What does taking time and space between me and you look like? What does it mean? Is it the universal one? But or are we creating our own meaning? So since
intergalactic.
Exactly. So since ninge into relationships and all that, they feel your pressure, social media and all that. And then now with the affluence that we see guys spilling on social media, the trips, you know, the cars, the lifestyle and all of that, I love it, bro.
Because
now me, I'm like getting a taste and a feel of what my preference would be, so that I run along with it, because I'm the Lulu. I want to fantasize about that, and that's how it's going to show up in my life.
Zero in your M-Pesa, you're like, God damn, Maldives looking nice.
Manze, it's going to show up in my life, you know. So mimi naangalianga with a perspective of, yes, show me exactly what it looks like, so that I know when I'm in that situation, it's probably going to look or feel like that.
Yeah, true. But also someone, I get that, but we're not attaching ourselves to bare minimum boyfriends.
Yeah.
So we're just saying, like, in that moment, like, you don't feel that pressure. Like, damn. But TMI, like, for me and my special someone, like, to lead a trip even before Valentine's. Like, it was something else before the thing. So for me, it's all about some of those other moments, but not getting that pressure for those few days just to, you know, play a role. Because yosiku, as even you see on social media, it's like Mother's Day or, Father's Day this time, itakuwa normal. Anyway, Father's Day. Oh, it's because I have a dad. Anyway, so
I'm so used to the jokes, man.
I know. I hate it, damn. I hate it, man.
Oh,
trust
man.
Me. So you know, it's like when you celebrate those days, we're gonna ile pressure ina kujanga nayo on those specific days. Now, where's this emati una love to your mom on Mother's Day solo?
Yeah, tumwaka kitu.
Unajua inakwaga every end month ama whenever you can, you know, yeah. You show your gesture to your parents or whatnot. Yeah. I manishi tu ni Mother's Day solo. So
yeah.
It'll always be the same kind of conversation for me, especially when it comes around those matter. What time ile pressure ina getting into me ni Christmas. Kusema ukweli December, hiyo pressure ya outside huwa ina getting into me.
Ya kupiga sherehe.
Ya kupiga sherehe na pia, unajua kulet, because niki confess, like zile ma michi tunachezanga na like that michi we were talking about, like the Christmas and stuff that happened in December, even the other one happened in December. So December inakwaga na ka
lusigusi
inakwaga na kamshike
mafuta hapo manze.
December inakwaga na kamshike mshike flan. December inakwaga na
hati mshike mshike
inakwaga na maganush maganash flani.
Sijui kama umepata time ya kuandika hizo zote, but kuna ingine nilicheki umeandika hapo kwa notes manze.
Ndakwa
chupige segi wenyewe manze. Utapiga segi.
But yeah, kuna wakuna hizo pressure, but that's the only time. Yeah, December.
It's interesting
too.
You say that, because for me, pressure ya December, damn, I'm gonna sound so, I don't care. It's not pressure. It's something I feel really good about. Is the actual Christmas spirit.
What do you like
by
like
Christmas
Santa
spirit?
And
I mean,
and Mama Santa.
No, not in that sense. In the sense of Christmas movies.
Oh, Chopoi.
Yes, having
Jimani Jamaican Christmas.
Well, chill. Yes, that, but more of what I experienced as a kid during Christmas.
Okay.
Una cheki.
Okay.
Achana na hizi decisions zenye anga sasa tunajimekea sasa, now that we are adults.
Mm.
Ni ile yenye umejipata maybe in this culture, or this is what was going on when you came through, so this is what was the norm for you.
Yeah.
So for me, Chrissy, it's been about family, you know, travel, have fun. Chuozi nyetu. Damn, niliona kuna msi alisema ni ule tijune limpatia PTSD manze. I feel you, because even holidays, atungenda holiday vizuri because you had so much holiday assignment to do manze.
Oh, holiday assignment.
So ingefika deck, hakuna kitu kama holiday assignment unapewa. So you know for a fact, if we decide to go to the coast, if we decide, we are traveling to up country to visit, you know, blah, blah, blah. But for me, it's usually a warm, fuzzy feeling. And I enjoy it especially the more when I see people who are abroad embracing that with the snow, with the aesthetics, with the gifting.
You're a white person.
With me, I bought into that Christmas spirit. So anytime nakuanga like mesmerized and caught up in a daze during December.
Okay.
Like just the other day, nili rewatch Home Alone 1 na 2. And I felt like such a kid, and I was like, wow. I know it's February, but it feels like Christmas all over again for me, manze. So your nostalgia, that's what, not pressure, but that's what a time like that inanifanyanga tu ni feel unsolicited.
Okay. I understand that, and I feel what you're saying now, since you've like broken it down with everything like that. But yeah, that time is just usually a crazy kind of time. Even everybody is a bit like relaxed-ish.
Yeah, it's you an know, easy mood going on, an easy vibe.
Yeah, so that's that time. But easy period zengine. So we are looking forward to saying my Easter tu na vitu zengine, you know?
You feel like your days of turning up like crazy are, you know, behind you?
No. Imagine I'm
una fikiria pia, as you are saying, Chrissy kifika unataka ku wild out.
Can I just say, to me, this thing of, okay, yes, I get age is such a dope thing. Yes, age, blah, blah, blah. But to me, I never feel as if, ata ile pressure, wasa wanasemanga, oh, niko 40, siwezi fanya nini, oh, niko 20, niko 30, niko blah, siwezi fanya. Imagine those things, they never, like that never limits me. Like I never think of it as a limitation in my mind. Like that's why when you say that turn up thing, I'm like, I still feel as if I could turn up anytime I want to. It's just a choice I need to make. You know, like we're celebrating, like, you know, our close people soon, like Kelly's birthday, you know, in February and stuff. So I feel as if if we want to turn on the switch, we could do it. And I would be down for that at, you know, at any interval.
For me, I think I'd say the same thing for a worthy cause.
Yeah.
Yes, but I've also been enjoying the activities we've been doing during the daytime. You know, like we go for brunch or we come for deck to Likud. Yeah, we did a lot of
Christmas
things last year.
Dinners.
Yeah, we had a Christmas dinner. And guys were to dress up. You know, we had the Halloween.
Yep.
You know, so na enjoy pia kufanya vitu zenye. You don't really need to go heavy.
Yeah,
on them, and the environment is controlled. You can have as much fun as you want, and now that psychs you up to go like, okay, guys, I think we're lit. You know, it's
let's do this.
It's key. We find a dope place to go. You know, kick it or tufanye vibes yandele.
Yeah.
So I'm enjoying more of that, and I wanna see what 2024 has in store for us as friends when it comes to doing activities. Because tumekuwa tukijaribu.
Yeah, we've been
last year kuna mtu alikuja alikam through clutch manze zilikuwa back to back.
McTominay. But yeah, I agree. And I tell you all the time, like, it's good at least to have that one friend who anafanya mu experience, like, let me put it in a general's perspective. I imagine, or like, I go through this, like Kelly, you know, like me and Kelly are close and, you know, all of us. But when I'm with her, I usually get that, like, I can relate to having like a hot friend, you know, because all the man them, you know, you get to experience what it is to have a hot friend.
Mm.
You know, it's like some friends in a friend group, you have the friend who maybe akona pesa, ama in a girlfriend group, you have that one who has a big batty. Mm. So she gets a lot of attention, you type thing. Mm. So I feel as if, you know, it's kind of, mefanya vitu zikuwe different.
Zikuwe interesting sana.
Interesting.
So I'm
one friend at least who's come clutch and made sure. Najua at least to my experience vitu, if we see on social, on Pinterest, on manze, Instagram, and you're like, yeah.
They finally made it out of the group, manze.
I'm
here. Unafaa kupati your award kwenye friend group, manze.
Munipatie.
Mama zile mabonga points zako zile za.
Niziridim. Niziridim. Nizeridim, kuna sendunye muneza nipea. Nizeridim na sendunye.
How many credits for good sendunye?
Oh man.
Na vile unaitukia manze.
Ayo jina nimbaya. Ebutu patia
the new one.
Iyo nimbaya. Oh, so as we transition into going into to lingo.
Yeah.
I came across something that made me laugh, a headline.
Mm.
So, a millionaire is someone who has little to no money.
Cause nil
from Latin means nothing.
Yeah.
So millionaire. When I learned that word, I was like, God damn, I've been a millionaire so many times.
When you make your high thoughts, Nasi Jui.
No.
This is one of those moments you're chilling with your homie and he demands the attention of the whole room and gives you the most pointless story ever. And you're wondering, wow, that fascinated you, bro. Only boys wait to entertain. We all,
unadai kuwa millionaire, billionaire, but
oh my God.
We all started from the nil. We've all been a millionaire. Anyway.
That fascinated you.
Yeah, so at
wow,
least.
Wow, I love it for you, bro.
You know, it's like, at least that can be used in a sermon. You know, this is where you introduce like that piano in a church orchestra. And it's like, you can be a millionaire right now in the crowd.
Can I get an amen?
Can I get an amen? But if you sow a seed, you will move from a millionaire. You will go up. You will go all the way up to that millionaire.
Things you can say in church and in the bedroom at the same time.
You can go up. Yeah, man. I love it. But we transition into lingo. But and then, so in the spirit of when I was watching the pod and I was watching the sendunye, the sembuses, you know, coming through. I was there, you know. I was there debunking, you know. Like, you know, just putting myself in the mood of, you know, also like being creative with the lingo.
Right.
So, man, and in that time, like my environment was not, you know, it was not like palatable, you know. It wasn't too nice.
What?
I want to speak like Austin, what to a degree. It was not palatable, you know. It was not delectable.
Oh my God.
I love it, Aluo man. So, in that context, so the environment was not really giving, you know? So I was like, man, there's a lot of maganush going on. Maganush, You know, it's sounding a bit foreign. It's sounding a bit nice, you know. Like, usinipe maganish, maganush.
Maganish, maganush.
Maganish, maganush.
It sounds so Indian. It sounds so brown. Umeko
kiyaga utinalani. Nimrat, thank you, DST.
Maganish, maganush.
Maganish, maganush, baby.
In a sound, msamiati ambao ningetumia kuchora insha.
Imenyambuliwa.
Tunanyambua kitenzi, maganish, maganush.
Maganush kitozi.
Okay.
So maganish, maganish.
It's not, but it's a couple of syllables. It's a mouthful.
Yeah, it's one of those ones, you know.
It's wavy. It's wavy. Yeah.
Ubo swango na nipo maganish, maganush, man.
I think the ladies would also love that one because ile last week ilikuwa a bit more cringe. So this one imesanifu kiasi.
As in, yeah,
yeah. Yo, you know? We'll take it, yeah. So maganish, maganush.
Yeah, maganish, maganush.
Okay.
Yeah, so that one maybe we can see if it's going to leave a bit.
Ama no, too much
comment
sauce.
Comment section, watch out. Feeling the kids still, I'm still feeling that one.
I hope it will take off unlike mine.
We'll go somewhere.
They said, nope, Andy, no.
You know how I'll know if it's taken off? If we go outside somewhere and someone is like, looks at us and is like, sandwich!
Ile sandwich, ile sandwich yeli nipatia maganish, maganush.
Ile sandwich yeli kwa maganish, maganush.
Use in a sentence, please. Country of origin.
Spell it out for me.
Oh my God.
So yeah, let's see. When if someone uses it out there or if an artist drops it in a song, that one is even, it'll be even much better, you know?
Itakuwa fadhali, itakuwa shambamba.
You know, let's speak about the ladies for a minute, you know. Nimekuwa nikidiscover a few things, especially with, you know, I've been going a bit ham on TikTok, you know, with different kinds of caption and stuff. So I recently put up something that really caught my attention and that, like, I'd like to share it with y'all.
Let's go.
And then you... what was amazing about that post is the comment section. You know, always the comment section is always the best part.
It's always better.
Media.
It's always better than the actual content.
Exactly. Like comment section makes social media way much, you know, better. You know, quoted tweets. You know, looking at the comment section, unapata wase wame go ham even more. So I put up a TikTok. I think I'll send it and it'll be put on the screen. But the main caption was. So girl math is giving a guy your number just to get him away from you.
Yeah.
You know, so when I put out that, I was like, one of those captions, you know, but it went crazy and the comment section was where I got a lot of enlightenment from.
Let's go.
Because for me, when I was growing up, you know, there's always that thing of, hey man, how many numbers can you get? You know, it's like a thing, you know, it's like a competition amongst guys.
Trophies.
You know, it's a trophies kind of thing, you know. And some of us, we can do it. Some of us can't, you know.
Hey, records on my demo. Did y'all boys not get the memo? I do not stay at the Intercontinental. And anything I got is not a rental. I own that motherfucker. Figured out this shit is simple. My stock been going up like a crescendo. A bunch of handshakes from the fakes. But nigga, I do not wanna be friends though. I tell y'all motherfuckers, man, this shit is not a love song. This a fucking stripper on a mink rug song. This a fucking boys forever hold a grudge song. Pop some fucking champagne in a tub song. Nigga, just because song.
Dang, what's the move? Can I tell the truth? If I was doing this for you, then I have nothing left to prove. Nah, this for me though. I'm just trying to stay alive and take care of my people. And they don't have no award for that. Trophies. Trophies. And they don't have no award for that. Shit don't come with trophies. Ain't no envelopes though.
And some of us, we are slow to it, you know? So it used to be a thing. And I never, as I was growing up, when you'd always get the ones who would give you and the ones who would not give you, or they'd give you an email, or they'd give you a postal address, or they'll give you, you know, a smoke signal. They'll give you a certain wind pattern for the smoke signal, you know?
Beat some drums.
Yeah, you know,
and other things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that too, you know, to communicate. Mm. So when I went to the comment section for this, the comments is where I was like, oh, I get why sometimes someone would give you their number and not really talk to you or block you, or you know, they're not, they gave you the number just to, you know, what just you for off. The sake, you know.
Yes.
And the enlightenment I got is that, you know, ladies were giving out their number just to be safe, you know, so that they don't get abused, so that they don't get hurled insults, so that they don't get, some of them were going, were saying, you know, so that they don't get killed or physically harmed, you know. So to
that's
me,
that's unfortunate, man.
Exactly. When I saw that, it was so unfortunate to me, but it was like, that's the situation on ground, which is so bad, you know. And as guys, like, we need to change the direction in which, you know, some of us are living in, because just because someone doesn't want to give you their number doesn't give you any right to abuse someone emotionally, or you know, call them names or harm them physically, you know.
Yeah,
it's never as that, it's never like that.
It's not right,
you know.
Yeah.
So if you're one of those dumb guys, or you know, guys who don't have their head on a swivel, like you're not right-minded, or your mom, or your, you know, your upbringing was not right, that shit is no good. Like, if she doesn't want to give you, it's okay. Like, move on. Like, go and get something else, or be okay in receiving the no. It's okay to be rejected, you know?
Yeah.
It's
it's redirection,
yeah,
bro.
It's okay to be rejected. You know what I mean? Because even there's one of my guys who usually says, "Ata Chris Brown who got rejected at some point," which is a true, bad example true. To use, but even the flyest of guys or whoever you know,
it's a constant.
Yeah,
it keeps you humble.
Yeah, so if you are one of those people, and I know, you know, never, it's an Andy Villains are not like that, but if you are one of those people, please, please, please be okay in receiving the no. Be okay. Yaani ukipigwa no,
usimkumbuneza ndika vitu za maana.
Sema okay, the no is okay.
That's
you
the
know.
Title.
Yeah, be okay in receiving no.
Yeah,
say,
be okay in the, yeah.
Yeah, say it's fine. Thank you, Shore. It's fine. Let me move on. And I'm sure your person or whoever will be, whatever it is. So never be the person to physically harm someone or emotionally abuse or hurl insults. It's not it.
And you'd never want to be with someone who doesn't want to be with you. Because what is that? You're just forcing a reality that only exists in your mind at the peril of the next man.
Yeah.
You know, so take the rejection as a redirection. Mimi,
exactly.
With it, we're going to appreciate sana. Denge akiniambia.
Yeah, redirect your erection somewhere else. Redirect your erection redirect somewhere else. Yeah, that's not cool. Yo, bro, and trust me, even TikTok had switched off some of the comments. Not me, but it was. Because guys were actually, and it was sad for me to read some of the, it wasn't good. So we are not with that. And that's why for me, it was even important to see people stand up and, you know, say end femicide, you know, talk about, you know, people, you know, the way they've passed, the way the year has begun, you know. So it's important to have those conversations. That's why I was like, nah, man, it's not cool at all. So be okay in receiving the no. Rejection, Ikosawa. Rejection, redirect the erection.
The erection. Oh,
damn.
Ebu tupige break tuingie. Hai tota munaona aje.
Ah, yeah, for sure. I just wanted us to make something clear. I think we'll be doing that on the pod in a civilized manner, like making something clear, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
We have fun, but we always have to make things clear. But yeah.
Relax and take note while I take the smoke.
Don't give me that shit about it's a drug. It ain't no motherfucking drug. It's just a plant. It just grows like that. And if you should happen to set it on fire, there are some effects.
When was the last time you broke a rule that you made
recording
about sex? Yeah.
At what? Wait, like, you thought someone to go happy.
Bado, but oh. Sawa, nishache za stuff manze. But it's a prequel into. Pause. But when was the last time you broke your own rule when it came to sex? And you're like, I know I said I'd never do this. But damn, apa lazima ni risk it. Maybe put a couple of toes in your mouth. Because the way they were looking at you, manze, the way she was throwing the legs in the air, like, damn.
No,
wana mnanita kwa nguvu hivi? Or maybe
feel
during doggy.
Nah, I feel as
much.
If the is there something? Maybe they're just the. But wait, you've said something I wouldn't do?
And then you did.
Oh,
yeah, the last time you were in such
a
situation.
It's like the toys thing, manze.
Or you said you'd never do toys.
No. My thing was all about, I thought toys were like for self. You know, like when you see someone has like a dildingi. That's the goodness of a podcast. I can say anything. But yeah, dildo. It's like, this is for
whose
self.
Man is this?
you're gonna jump me.
Okay, fine. No,
okay, I thought so. Anyway, red drum. But yeah, but it's like I never used to think that.
Did you just call it the dildingy, bro?
Dildingy. Yeah. You never think the dildingy will have. But yeah, so dildo. Yeah, I never thought when you see a dildo in someone's. When you see a dildo like in a shorty's room, it's like, yeah. You always think this is for self. You never think it's like something you can use in the moment. So,
oh,
but,
damn, okay.
Yeah, yeah, but now I got into it and I was like, oh, when you use it even in the moment, it could help you in a couple of ways.
Oh, in so many ways. I'm glad I've always been, at first, yeah, I never used to think about it like that until now. You get to really think about it like, oh, okay, by the way, I could also use this or that, you know, because you want to attack from every possible angle, you know. You want
attacking
to cover all the
defending,
bases. Ebana.
You know.
Kila kitu lazima shwari.
Sensational. Yeah, those are the vibes. Yeah.
Oh, damn. Where were you even going with this? Oh, yes. The last time you broke a sex rule that you made.
Yeah, I think that's the one.
Okay, I remember like before I ate kuchi, I vowed to never eat kuchi, bro. I was like, ah, mbona mnakula ikitu manze?
Damn.
Isendunye manze. But later on in life,
yeah,
I found myself to be
God damn.
very open to kanalingas.
Damn, yes. Can I be honest?
Nekua a hobby. Yeah.
Yo, Cheki, pass me the chicken head.
Oh, damn.
No, I just want a moment of honesty, but I never want to remember it again.
He's about to say some wild shit, bro.
So, it's like, I think for me, when it came to like munching the nunu, it was all about, at first, I didn't feel as if I was confident enough in like my game. I didn't think I was like really good, you know. And like doing the thing.
Yeah.
So I was like,
speaking in tongues.
Yeah. So I was like, if I munch the thing and I use my fingers and stuff, it's like I was, you know, compensating and stuff. But then as I went to like uni, because when I got to uni, is when now I realized.
So,
that's not the point of the story. But then you realize later on that, hey, kumbe. Game iko sawa side moja na umekuwa ki practice side B. Sasa ni when it's triple threat. Unajua unaweza attack, defend.
Unatoka na triple double kila siku. Yeah, uko na assist, uko na rebounds.
Yeah, so for me, yeah, you know, I'm just saying like I thought, you know, eating when I went into eating kuchi, it was like, you know, a compensation kind of thing. But then you realize later on life that, oh, iyo game uko sawa manze, unajua? So yeah.
Damn, I'm about to take this conversation elsewhere, manze. Sijui kapu ya mimi nipigia mask manake. I'm about to ask you a very muddy question.
No, let's not get into it. Let's just leave it at this. I don't know even if we're being hard. I hope we weren't being hard.
No, we saw your mouth move. It was moving a lot like a rat, Shanice.
Like a rat. You wanna confess something? Hey, I thought slayer to mekua makuku.
Na bado hata tujaingia.
Oh, hatujaingia I thought.
Bado. Damn, labda hata nimesawa I thought zangu. Maana kiswali liko about kukuuliza manze before tutoke kwa hii conversation.
Add.
Are you a manch?
What does that mean?
Nigga, do you eat ass?
Damn.
You made me put it so bluntly, bro. I tried. That's why I had the mask on, bro.
That mask. You know, this is where, like in a documentary, they said they have hidden the identities. They have to protect the whoever. It's like, bro, we know it's you.
Shanice, please. You're saying too much. Answer the question.
Shanice, I think Shanice, that one is... I feel when it comes to that, it's like it's a in the moment kind of thing.
So it's a yes.
So I haven't had many of those, but I have had one. That's what I would say. And you?
I'm a munch.
Oh, okay. Damn. So how do you get into those things?
It's funny you ask.
Do you like slide? Do you like slide into the like you're there and then you're
there? Yeah, bro. No, this will be behind a paywall, bro. Not a chicken head.
Okay, fine. Let's remove the chicken heads and go on then.
Oh man.
Damn, that was risky.
That was mad, you, bro.
Austin is so happy. Austin is so happy right now.
Oh, man.
But yeah, that was just a taste of the chickens, you know. Twin, where have you been?
But no,
but yeah,
since you've admitted to it, I think I can also be a bit vulnerable.
Anyway, trend.
Because no, therein lies the point. Because how do you get into such moments when you've said I'm never gonna do this, and the moment is looking at you, calling you by your names? So the same thing happened, you know. To a point where I didn't know what I was going to expect, but I had to ask for the consent.
Of course.
Because you can't just spring it up on the person, you know. You have to...
Surprise! In your ass! I'm in there. I wonder, my lord.
My lord. My lord.
Oh man, y'all have taken the chop shop elsewhere.
I think we can now get into high lord. Thoughts, man. There's nothing else you can say after that.
Oh man.
But I was thinking,
I think we have the best stub and high segment thoughts, because here, you know, we can say almost anything.
Did we just expose ourselves like that?
Damn, it was the chickens. I don't even remember. What were you talking about?
Damn. Anyway, Nisa, I don't know. About? My party a bit too much.
What are we talking about?
But anyway, to go high thoughts, you want to go first?
Damn, high thoughts.
Mine isn't at the pause heavy. It's, you know, yeah, depending on how much you want to entertain it though.
when you throw off at it, you're like, what the fuck is going on right now? Like, are we really? What's going on when it's
if
not
you know,
going
you
on?
Know.
Okay, sour.
Atulisemele what ninini?
Maganish. Napenda vile unaisha na una hiyo ndo watu utakao ukitumia sana.
Oh man, msamiati bro, msamiati.
Yeah. But damn, I thought this time nilikuwa na mingi, but saizi meni escape manzi.
Acha nianze basi.
Twende.
Mimi nilikuwa na moja. If you think about the Neanderthal man, right? Like, at a stone age, like, primitive, right?
Okay.
Think of how they had to get themselves entertained. Because I was thinking about the history of entertainment.
Wow.
Austin, I know what you're thinking. I know. Najua moja linyonga kasema, ah!
My guy, this thing, Kuba, you can play with it.
Did you see that?
Bro, you see like the way Shores usually tell us, ebu move it around. Kuna mwengine aliambia, ebu songesha.
How do I look?
Make it go around.
Damn, the things we do in the bedroom, bro. Wangeju wa huku. Gangster points.
Chini.
Negative.
Hey.
But I think about it, manze. Because yeah. I was just thinking about the history of entertainment. Like, where did it actually start?
True.
For you to be entertained? For example, right now, sports is for entertainment. You know, tuna consume, you're very entertained. You know, tuko engaged vibaya sana. Unaangalia hapo LeBron wako akicheza. Damn. I laughed when I saw we tried getting LeBron to our team, man.
I knew it. You
last minute, man.
I knew. Warriors, you guys ain't shit.
Warriors, tungechukua LeBron. Ungekuja Warriors. Anyway, moving on. So the same way we're entertained by sports to a point where it excites us like this. Oh, I see. What were the things that were entertaining them?
Yeah, it's true, because I even, that also ties in into like, how are guys discovering sports? Because the other day we had in football, they want to introduce like blue cards or
something
like that.
Yeah, the blue card, yeah.
I'm like, There must have been a point in time where guys sat down and they were like, guys, let's come up with something where we kick a football, or Americans, as they say, throw, you know, the football around. So
it's like the NBA commissioner doing the in-season tournament out of nowhere, just because maybe early season guys don't usually check out games as much.
Yeah,
but if you give them something, exactly. So someone is always thinking entertainment.
That person who, the person who thought about school and those mad things, where kwenda wewe?
Uyo sasa ndo alitusaiti manze.
And
the monetary system.
We're not talking about you. But so the people who came up with like the sports, because damn, sports are really, even when you think about all the rules for basketball and stuff, because it starts somewhere where it's primitive.
Yeah.
And then it gets somewhere where it's like, wow, this game is so magnificent, you know?
It's
like,
matured so much.
Exactly. Because, but some games though.
Like slapping.
Like the ones, like the ones we've been seeing recently of the slap tournaments of guys slapping each other into them.
I've seen there's another one for babes trying to knock each other out with TDs. Have you seen
that? Have you seen the one for slapping booties?
Booties. Like, guys, it's a job, man.
Creating employment, but it's like, it's such a funny thing, but kudos to those people, because I can't imagine living in a world without some things like football, for instance, music, some of these movies.
Like music, man. They know. Vitu zingine lazima, some things came from outside for us to get to understand. Because something like a guitar or a piano or a drum, you know, by the time you get some animal skin, you know, you do. Tulifanya hizo vitu at an craft chuo, manze. And you get to see the process, like, wow. Or even accessories like the necklaces, you know, makeup here and there. When you read about Kina Cleopatra in Egypt and how makeup was such, you know, a crazy thing.
True.
So it's interesting to think about the origins of these things, man. They like sports. We were talking about food on the other episode. So for me, it's entertainment. Like, and now it gets me to think at this rate where guys are living at a time where everyone is just looking to get stimulated quick. What's going to be the state of entertainment in like 30 years time? Because right now we're maybe clocking our 30s or approaching our 30s. Mm. And we've seen the transitions of entertainment from when we were aware of ourselves.
Yeah.
From the beginning, siku za kuona pingu, entertaining yourself with attire, you know, a kite, bano, mnacheza bano pale nje.
True.
You know, these guys who used to go swimming in rivers, they used to go hunting, they used to go gathering. So, tumeangalia hiyo ikimorph into something completely different, where it's now internet, it's electronics, you know. So in 30 years time tutakuwa wapi? I feel like the cycle is going to repeat itself.
But
I feel like we're gonna go back outside.
Let's see
nigga said tutakuwa NBA 2K, I don't know, 34
because now you or know 40. We just need to watch the Simpsons because they predict everything. But you know, it's like the Apple Vision Pros and stuff, like people are wearing things on their eyes. It's like technology is just gonna be crazy, but we still haven't gotten those flying cars that we thought we'd have gotten by now, you know. Nikuna sikia year 2024 unasema we huko kutakuwa na flying cars, kutakuwa na
tungekuwa nazo. See, it's because they off Nikola Tesla, manze, hizo vitu tungekuwa nazo by now.
I was just thinking, those are the high thoughts thing. Kitambo guys must have been freaky. Like, who came up with this, my doggy stealth, my missionary? Those guys must have been freaky.
No,
for
the
real.
First time people had sex,
I'm sure they lalianad just like that, like kifo chamende, but it was like, who called it like missionary?
Or the first erection.
Huh?
Remember, no, the guy, before we get to the missionary.
When
man got his first erection.
Yeah.
Think about it.
No.
No, just think about it, bro. No, don't say no. Entertain the thought. Like,
okay,
we are discovering things. Before sex, dick has to be hard.
But doing.
Exactly. So now, imagine the first person to experience an erection and wondering, damn.
He must have put it on fire. hit it with a rock. He must have put it in the river to see if the water would do anything. And then maybe one night,
speaking to the microphone.
One night, maybe while he was with the girl, he was like, Ebu.
Hey, speaking to the microphone, please.
She spoke into it and he was like, put it here. And they were squishing each other for man. Long.
Yeah, damn. But that's an interesting thought, Manze. The first people to have sex and then now for them to come up with different styles.
No, and then imagine you're the person who is you're the first person to hear about sex. Think about that person who was first told, hey, imagine if you insert this thing.
My lord.
Imagine you're being told you can put your thing inside.
Man.
I'm sure that guy must have grown crazy and he must have wanted to try. And you know, finding someone who, you know. So that guy must have received that news like, where, my lord?
Damn. No, that's a crazy thought. Utanifanya nene nene bukia kama sutra nisome nezi vitu walikuwa
nafikiria.
No, that's another one I think came from somewhere and we were given to come. You are muneza fanya hivi. Because how?
Brother.
I give us props for being innovative and coming up with things. Hey, but damn, kitu zingine jo. Na yo lazima muni convince, manze. Yo lazima muni convince. Atumesema inaitwa nini tena? Mushishi.
Maganish maganush
chungu mzima bro.
Kibao manze na nimaliza.
Oh my god.
It just grow like that. And if you should happen to set it on fire, there are some effects.
But yeah, man, this has been another good experience on Zay, myself and Andy. Man. I didn't know guys who enjoy visuals like this.
Oh no, and they're getting better. So
yeah, as you can see,
evolve, man.
Company and whatnot. So make sure you hit that subscribe. Make sure you hit that like. We only get bigger and better. And we're trying to take this thing to, you know, we have no limits, as you've heard us saying earlier on the pod. So yeah, thank you, Austin. Thank you, Byron.
Are we just to remind LeBron like, angekuja Golden State Warriors, would you be a Warriors fan?
Bro, yo ni tungechukua ka championship moja. Eh, yo tungechukua dynasty.
So ungekuja Warriors?
Because you
ungekuja
know, bro,
Golden State.
You know, LeBron's child, it will easily go to Golden State.
Ati?
What's Bronny? It's called Bronny.
Bronny, yeah.
Bronny looks like a Golden State guy.
No, he looks like a Miami guy.
Nah, looks like a Golden State, and there he would
or play a Cleveland
well
guy.
LeBron. So I was becoming.
Cindy, wanna come see our Cavs?
I was being the Lulu, being like, yeah.
You thought about it for a minute, like imagine nice. LeBron and Steph Curry.
Yo, I saw them. In the All-Star game. But who would have you given LA?
Claim. Oh yeah. That's the thing. You're not going to give me a at the whole team. Can you respect us, please? I think to your party, Brandon Podzimski, who's one of the hottest rookies that we have in the game right now.
Definitely Clay.
Maybe Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah, one of the
maybe Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah,
I'm a Draymond. Imagine, Draymond would have been the happiest league on planet Earth, bro.
Draymond would have wanted to play with
LeBron. Oh yeah, Atanyima Steph bola kwa napatia LeBron, manze.
Yeah, he definitely loves LeBron.
He's such a fan. So ungekuja Warriors for a bit.
No, but plus I don't know even why they were saying it like that. It would have been better if Steph came to LA.
Are you mad?
The Kobe, like no. There's so much more like history and. Like it would have been such
do you
a
think
good
Kobe
duo,
would have played gold. In a different team other than Lakers?
Never.
Thank you. So why would Steph move to another team?
Ah, Steph can't move.
No. He's the face of the franchise. Bro, do you know the last time before Steph started winning championships for us when we last won a team?
Anything
no one was talking about Warriors unless you're talking about Kina Baron Davis.
In sports, I just realized anything can happen, especially with sports and money.
True. Yeah.
I used to have this same conversation about Messi being at Barcelona. It used to be like, this is his childhood, blah, blah,
ain't
blah.
No way he's living.
A lot of good stories. He's like, he'd never leave here. And then one day we wake up and it's like, Lionel Messi has to leave.
Not only the team, but the league.
Like, he has to just go. So it's just like, I never say never. Like, it's always something that could happen. Like, if ever there was, when that news came out of Steph and LeBron, it's like, wow, what shock. Imagine the shock we would have been experiencing now. Like,
it
would
have been a dilemma, man.
That would have been the craziest thing. That would have taken so many LA. Like, it would have been such a, I don't know, but yeah, would have stuck with LA till the end of the season, and then we don't.
And then
make
you
the
see
playoffs,
what
and then LeBron and then and Steph you, in the playoffs, and then we're there, you know. But yeah, definitely I would have supported. But it would have been a good move, but it would have been too much of a super team. But we've seen super teams don't actually usually work like that sometimes. So
yeah, man.
Maybe one get failed in an aspect where it would have been like, oh yeah, it's LeBron and Steph. They're putting up 50 points apiece, but the other opposition, there's no defense. There's no.
They're coming, sana, man. When you watch them playing together during the All-Star, All-Star break, and you're like, the thought. Or when I was seeing Steph connect so much with Giannis, I was like, wow. The thought of them playing in the same team is scary.
Wait,
it's scary. And then they got them.
You know, yeah.
That was hilarious. Yeah. What you're talking about is what happened to Trailblazers.
Yeah, exactly.
Or Portland. Dame. Yeah. No, nobody thought Dame would ever move. And then he went to another superstar.
He was supposed to come LA. He was supposed to go where he never looked like he was leaving. And then that one day it's like, oh, Antetokounmpo. He's gonna be teaming up with the man Dame.
Yeah,
and
man.
It's like crazy. But yeah, it is what it is. So in sports we can never say never. So it's one of those ones would have been such a good story, but it still throws me back to, I remember once they announced that there's going to be like, I don't know if it's Netflix or something, but they are making like an NBA documentary series.
Mm.
So I can't wait for that. And LeBron, Steph, there's some key.
Nimeona pia Giannis wanatengeneza documentary yao.
Yeah, so there are some key players, the NBA. You know, the NBA is still trying to get, you know, like more hype, you know? So,
hey, Americans and entertainment.
It's
bro.
Crazy how the other day I was looking at the stats. AFCON, it gets 2 billion views worldwide.
Damn.
Usher, a halftime show, they get like 200 million views. And they think NFL is the big.
It.
And I'm sure NBA finals don't get like
as much World
as
Cup,
2
maybe.
Billion.
Ama.
World Cup.
Ama
here,
champion, ama
half of the world. Exactly. Mm. So it's like, guys, if we're being serious, let's actually be serious, you know?
I think Americans carry that chip on their shoulder because we've had this conversation numerous times when FIBA, when the youngins were playing the international tournament and Steve Kerr was coaching the young guys, that's when everybody was like, wait, you guys call yourselves the world champions, but you don't play against the whole world. You play amongst yourselves.
Yep.
The argument being, but we are made up of the whole world. You know, like everybody has come from outside. To but then, walenda wakapigwa huko, you know.
I was seeing the Olympics, if it's not that super team, yakina LeBron, Kobe, nanini.
Man.
But these other ones, they were really such a waste. And also, I saw a video of Giannis. He went to Nigeria and he was seeing his jersey being sold.
And he's being knocked off.
And it's like, they didn't even recognize him. And these guys think they are world stars. And it's like, bro, you all have to chill out a bit. It's like even in movies when aliens are invading, they're only usually invading America. Like, never.
No other country. And they're about to make, I think, maybe this would have come in handy during High Thoughts, but they are working on remodeling how they've been presenting the whole alien concept because it's been insinuated so many places that we are going to be making open and obvious contact with extraterrestrials very soon. But then that would have a very crazy or bad effect on people who believe things differently because you have been brought up thinking, oh, aliens are gonna come finish us, or these are the end times that we were being told about in the Bible, and now the economy can crash. You know, so many things can happen. So the same way we have been, what's the word I'm looking for? Conditioned, you know, to understand, oh, maybe aliens mean war, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
We have to unlearn that and now learn that if they had wanted to do that, probably this would have been, you know, done a long time ago.
True.
So, I don't know where we were going with that.
Yeah, we were going to say goodbye.
Oh, damn, yeah. Also, nilitiki kuna msa likuwa nasema pale kwa comment section ati, hey, talk about the Eastern Conference.
Okay, Morant is injured still.
Yes, but oh, he's damn. In the West.
But the Cavs
still.
Are looking.
Cavs are looking good.
Yeah.
In the East, okay, Boston Celtics. Unajua kitu wanga inani amaze sana na teams in the East is when we play teams from the West, when we play against teams in the East, you can tell the clear difference of the level of competition. Because in the West, man, the West is so tough. Mm. It's I think it's the toughest side to have to deal with. Plus, I feel like the best team in the NBA is there. Mm. You know, Kinayoki. Yeah.
Huh? Oh, sawa, yeah.
But Ebuche kipia tukona superstars wangapi or how many? Look at the talent we just have in the West, bro. True. Also, Siati, we choose not to talk about the Eastern Conference because we're like, nah.
Our teams are in the
West, man. I respect Kina Tatum. I respect Kina 76ers. And by respect, bigger. Okay, say in the West, bro.
Oh, yeah. Well,
Timberwolves are in the West. Pelicans are in the West.
Oh, yeah, my God. Oh, damn.
Grizzlies are in the West. LA.
Oh, yeah.
Clippers.
Morant is in the... Oh, yeah.
Warriors. Lakers. Oh, Phoenix Suns.
Oh, man.
The West is packed, my guy.
East, I'm sorry. East, I'm sorry.
Also, tunaingia, by the time this is dropping, tutakuwa tushaona the All-Star break. East versus West and all that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, unacheki.
Ah, of course.
West, sindio?
Of course.
Okay, yeah.
That team is looking too stacked.
I'm telling you, it's scary, man.
The thought of that being a team is crazy. Yeah, the owners have to come together, but yeah, hopefully that will happen some other time. But yeah, let's chop it up about music kidogo, manze. Okay. Damn. Mengo my Steph Kapele naitwa imeweza. Hey, imeko imeweza.
Oh, nilio, I've seen you post it on your story somewhere. It's sounding nice.
Yeah, that song is a banger for real. So yeah, music sounding nice. I've been catching up with Halo and stuff. It's looking nice.
Still as intense, right?
Yeah, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, you should watch that.
Hey, yo ni meka kwa watch list yangu.
Yeah, you should watch that. It's beautiful. It's the same guy who did Atlanta and stuff, and it's Donald Glover. It's done so well. Plus, if you've watched the real Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Loix, like, don't think about that. Like, just go with it to the
normal. I love my experience.
But they of course, pay tribute a bit if you've watched it, so you'll understand if you've watched. Or you can watch this one and then watch. It doesn't really, you know, matter as much. I've not been to the cinema of late, but that Bob Marley movie is around. I don't know about it.
Oyomi vile nilikuwa na WhatsApp hii antaitegia mtani, but you guys can... No,
illegal sites. Go jar.
Nangoje HD, manze. Nangoje HD. Takwa Nairobi, lakini takwa Moscow.
Okay. Beekeeper?
Yeah. Beekeeper ni may watch.
How's that looking?
Beekeeper is good, though I'd have wished for a little bit more context and a punchier climax.
Do you know we have an episode called The Beekeeper?
Yes, I know we do. Yeah. The coincidence. Mm. Yeah. I feel like I've watched something else and it wasn't all. Oh, damn. Marvel. The Babes. What's it called?
No.
Kina Supergirl and all that.
No, I've not watched it.
You haven't watched it? Mm-mm. Okay. All right, so.
Yeah, but yeah, catch up. Tell us what you guys are also watching.
I also watch Quantum Leap because it's on your V2. Things to do with time travel and all that.
Yeah, like
it's something
them,
I'm into. Yeah, you might want to check that. No matter, I watch things in seasons. Like right now, I'm in a season where that's the kind of stuff I want to watch. But niko na watch listing ingine ambayo najua. Okay, sa nikiingia huku. Netflix, I haven't watched Netflix in a minute though.
Yeah, even me. Sometimes I even wonder sometimes why I pay for it, but it comes in clutch sometimes.
I watch a lot of Big Bang. That's the only thing I watch on Netflix right now.
Netflix. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Do you have a comfort show?
I think it's Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty.
Mm.
For me, it has to be Big Bang.
Yeah. Oh, it's not Archie? Yeah.
No, it's not Archer. Archer comes in second. So. Yeah, Archer comes in second. Pause. But also cause... I always say this, the level of humor in Big Bang Theory, I respect it so much because when you think they've delivered the punchline, that was just the setup.
Mm.
So you're there cracking, and then now they deliver the punchline. I'm like, okay, yeah, you got me.
You got me.
And me, I'm big on humor. So, yeah, mneza tuambia what your comfort show is pale kwenye comment section so that we see if we have a couple of things in common. I'm expecting sure to see The Office, Friends, you know, How I Met Your Mother, Modern Family, you know, Rick and Morty, Simpsons. Austin, unonangani, do you have a comfort show? Yeah. Like, you know, nimsewa na tijio sana sana wewe.
Mseo, celibacy. Mseo.
Oh, mseo.
Celibacy.
Celibacy.
Anyway, so you're saying?
Rick and Morty. Nice.
Yeah.
Mneza tuambia what your comfort show is hapo kwenye comment section. As you like, comment, share, subscribe. Share the link pale kwenye WhatsApp group, manze. Piga wasema vibes. And we love you so much. We thank you for being a part of this experience. Until next time, I've been Andy Young.
I've been Neville. Adios.
Adios, muchachos.
Uy.
This is The Chop Shop.
Only a few will understand.
Chopping bricks like karate.
What is this?
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
I know I'm about to kill it. I'm definitely in my zone.
Music. Culture. Vibes. Let's chop it up, baby.